Good morning. This reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. "Lord, save me," he said. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Thanks be to God for his word. The following reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Thanks be to God for his word.
It's lovely to be with you this morning, and thank you so much for the opportunity just to share for a few minutes with you. We are living in extraordinary days. COVID has impacted on everybody. Everybody has got stories to tell of how life has just become so, so different. Home life has changed. People having to shield. My wife, Jackie, had to shield, and she's just received her second shielding letter this morning. Work life has changed beyond recognition. People learning new skills. I'm learning new skills at the hospital at the moment, doing different works as a chaplain. We've been doing Zoom meetings with families and patients. People being retrained. We're conscious too that people have been furloughed, people having to work from home. Some are finding that easier than others. And sadly, many people have lost their jobs at this time. And for many churches, church life has changed too. Churches learning new ways of being church. Churches streaming services and discovering that lots and lots of people are tuning in, people who may not normally go to church on a Sunday. COVID has challenged every area of our lives, with restrictions, people in isolation, and us all just facing such uncertain times. COVID has indeed taken us out of our comfort zone. Every area of life is different. But one of the things I feel that God has been showing me over these weeks and months is that to follow Jesus is to step out of our comfort zone, learning to center our lives afresh around Jesus instead of ourselves. The passage that we've had read for us this morning from Matthew chapter 14 is the one of Jesus walking on the water. He's spoken with the crowds, he sends them away. He encourages the disciples to get into the boat and push out. And then the big storm comes. That's probably nothing unusual for the fishermen. But what was unusual was to see Jesus coming towards them, walking on the water. For Peter, being Peter, he gets out of the boat, Jesus invites him to come, and he starts to walk across the water. Peter has come out of his comfort zone. He's leaving behind a life as a fisherman, and he's responding to the call of Jesus to come and follow him. Let me just read a couple of these verses again from Matthew 14. "Come," said Jesus. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Peter had his eyes fixed on Jesus, but then we're told he saw the wind. Now, we can't see the wind, can we? But we can see what the wind does. And he could see the stormy waters, the boat rocking up and down. He took his eyes off Jesus and he was afraid and he began to sink. The writer to the Hebrews also has something to say to us about keeping our eyes on Jesus. The writer encourages us to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, that we will not grow weary and lose heart. This morning, it's a very simple message, and it's to say this to you and to me. Where are our eyes fixed at the moment? Where are we looking? Are we looking to Jesus? Are we seeking to center our lives around him in these turbulent times? To know that the strength and the love and the hope that Jesus brings to us. The psalmists often talk about God being a refuge. And in my work as a chaplain, I often read words from the Psalms to patients who are uncertain and quite fearful at this time. And to read that God is our refuge, our safe place, that God is the one who shields us at this time. So are we keeping our eyes on Jesus? Or, as with Peter, did our eyes shift away and Peter began to focus on the circumstances around him and he was afraid and he began to sink? Are we feeling as if we're sinking at this time, overwhelmed by this COVID world? Let me encourage you to look to Jesus and to put your trust in him. But I've also discovered in these weeks and months of COVID that these can be times of reflection and discovery. And I feel that God has been teaching me new things, or reminding me of old things that I need to hear again about my own discipleship as I seek to live my life day by day with Jesus. And I feel that God has been challenging me to trust him more deeply. Even as Christians, we can put our trust in so many things. And in these COVID days, many of those things feel as if they've been taken away. For some of us, we may feel almost that church has been taken away because we're not able to meet in the ways that we normally do. But in these days when so much has changed and so much has been taken away, I'm learning to trust God more deeply in my own life, learning to seek God more earnestly, seeking to listen to what God is saying to me day by day. I'm learning to live a simpler life. I don't know about you, but we've not been able to shop in the ways that we've been accustomed to. And some of the stuff that we buy, do we really need it? So I've been kind of having a bit of a clear out of stuff that I don't need and just learning to live a simpler life. Paul talks about godliness with contentment is great gain. There've been some extraordinary stories of communities coming together. I was chatting with a guy on Friday at the hospital who was telling me about all the stuff that they've started to do in their street, that they've come together as a community, that they've discovered neighbours in ways that they never knew before. And maybe we've discovered neighbours, maybe we're learning to be better neighbours. These are difficult times. They're tragic times in many ways, but they can also be times for reflection and discovery of new things about ourselves and new things about our walk with God. We are where we are this morning. For many of us, we may wish we weren't where we are, but this is where we are. But we need to know again and again that God is with us, that God is good, that God is loving, and that God is faithful. Each day I get to the car park at Stepping Hill Hospital early, because if you don't get a parking space. But I've also discovered that it's a time to be alone with God, to read, to pray. And each day my prayer sat in the car park, is that I will seek to worship God in the person that I am and in the work that I do. And that I will seek to be a blessing to those people that I meet with, staff and patients at this difficult time across the hospital. And maybe that's your prayer, seeking to worship God and seeking to serve him and those that we meet with day by day. And I know, and probably many of you know this too, that we can only do that. We can only be a blessing as we ourselves keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the one who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Let me encourage you to stay close to Jesus, to root your lives in him, and to know that you are lavishly loved by our Heavenly Father. Let's pray for a moment, and maybe just a few moments of quietness as we think again of Peter, his eyes fixed on Jesus, doing extraordinary things, but then suddenly looking around at the water, the waves, feeling the wind, and he became afraid. Where are we this morning? Let's take a moment just to think about that. Father God, we thank you for your lavish love to us, a love that you have shown in the sending of Jesus. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And we thank you that through his own struggles and suffering and death and resurrection, the risen Jesus meets with us this morning through the Holy Spirit to encourage us, to love us, that we might find refuge in him in these turbulent days. Lord, you tell us that your perfect love takes away all fear. And where there are anxieties and fears in our lives, Lord, please meet with us with your love and your grace. Keep us close to yourself. And Lord, may we each offer our lives back to you day by day, wherever we are and whatever our circumstances, to worship you and to serve you and to seek to be a blessing and a beacon of hope to the people that we meet, our neighbours, our work colleagues, wherever we are. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and that we will journey with you through these extraordinary days. So we thank you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.